Texas State Championship. Holy smoke.
Follow The Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Tonight we've got the opening game of the Class C1 Subdistrict 9 basketball tournament. The play-in game here tonight is the St. Cecilia Bluehawks get set to take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia 14-8 on the season. Gibbon coming in a record of 12 wins and 11 losses. The winner of this ball game moves on to the second round tomorrow in the semifinals. They'll take on Minden. The other semifinal game tomorrow will pit the Adams Central Patriots up against the Stars out of Kearney Catholic. Winners will play for the sub-district championship on Thursday night, and the right to move on as the road to the state tournament is underway tonight for a couple of area teams and the Gibbon Buffaloes and Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll have more. Talk with the coaches right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze. As we spent a couple of minutes with Gibbon head coach Paul Reinertsen. And coach, after kind of a shaky start this season, I think you lost your first five games of the year. You kind of turned things around.
Yes, we have. We're a pretty young team. It took us a little while to get started, but we've kind of turned the corner at Christmas time and kind of figured out what some of these guys can do and where they're most effective. And we've turned the corner and we're happy with the progress we've made.
Really playing pretty well down the stretch here, aren't you?
We have. We've played, for the last probably 2 months here since Christmas time. We've had a chance to could have won actually every game we play, but we've competed really hard, I think, at both ends of the floor. Probably the thing that we've done the best, though, is our defense is much better than it was before Christmas. And one of us just kind of finding out what kids can do and putting them in the right spots.
Is that just a learning curve for the young kids?
It is. Sometimes we put some freshmen on the floor and some sophomores that have never played varsity before, and we play a pretty tough schedule. I think they were a little bit starry-eyed to start the season out, but now they've got some games under their belt, and they've kind of settled down and played with a little more confidence.
Might be one of the better number five seeds in a sub-district around in Gibbon, and this can be a tough sub-district here.
This sub-district is loaded. Yeah, I'm not sure who put this one together, but this one's loaded. Yeah, we think we have a pretty good team, but you look here, every team here is potentially a team that probably could win this district. Obviously, we're probably the lowest seed, which we are, but this is a loaded sub-district, so if you don't play well each night, you're going to go home in a hurry.
What's it take to win a tournament like this?
Well, one, I think you got to execute. You can't turn the ball over, and I think you got to rebound. And those are two things that we're going to focus on. I think every team's probably in the same boat. You can't play with a lot of mistakes. This is a different type of gym than I think most of the kids are used to, and so I think there's going to be plenty of rebounds. I don't think the shooting percents are going to be all that great, and so you better be able to rebound.
Riley Ronaldson is the guy who's really leading your basketball team. Is that a whale of a year for you?
Well, he's had a nice year for us. We've asked him to kind of change positions this year. Last year as a freshman, when he pretty much played the point. We're not the biggest team around, so we've had him kind of move inside and kind of really this year he's played all five spots. And so he's had a nice year. His teammates have done a nice job of getting the ball on the spots on the floor that he can score from. So we're happy with the progress he's made as well.
This is more than just a one-man show, isn't it?
It is. I've got several kids that can. We've kind of surrounded Riley with some people that can shoot the three. And even though they may not score 15 or 16, 17 points, these guys can knock the three down. I've got three of the guys that are shooting pretty good percent from the three-point line. So it makes it a little bit tougher to kind of collapse around Riley.
Hastings needs to see your opponents tonight. What about the Hawks?
Good as usual. Okay. They just seem to reload every year. Got some really nice athletes. And I would call them athletes. You know, they can play multiple sports. They've got some good quickness and some good size and some kids that have played a lot of basketball. So we know we got our hands full.
Keys for you guys tonight?
Well, one, we got to take care of the ball. And we turn it over. They get some pick sixes on us. We're going to be in trouble. But second is we got to rebound. We're not a real big team at all. And we got to rebound by committee. And so that's our two areas. If we can do those, I think we can be in the game and give ourselves a chance to win.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Paul Reinertsen, the head coach for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Stick around. We'll have more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show coming up next.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get set for Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Gibbon here tonight in sub-district basketball. And Coach, postseason here, it's going to be a wild one.
Yeah, it is. It's a great sub-district. Tonight starts off, you know, in a bunny bracket game, and you got 26 wins between two teams. And you won't see a lot of that, but it is what it is. And our kids have, persevered through a tough regular season as Gibbon has, and now somebody's going to come out with a victory and, you know, go in and play a number two team in the state tomorrow night.
What's it take to go three nights here and come out here victorious?
Well, I think you got to be aggressive and you got to play with no fear. And I think our kids are kind of been in this spot before where, you know, their backs were against the wall last year and most of these kids were on the floor. So, you know, it's a deal where, you know, to win three straight nights or three ball games in the week, you need to have a lot of consistency within your play. And that means not turning the ball over, valuing the basketball, taking good shots. And then I think defensively, you just got to be sound. I mean, it's going to be, you know, a deal where we've had some time to prepare for tonight, but you know, tomorrow night would be a game where you just have to have your principles down from all the season, whether it's a ball screen, whether it's a back screen, stagger screen. You know, you have to understand that your kids just got to go out and play loose. And you know, fortunately we're playing in a great big arena, which you know, I really like that setting. And some people won't shoot well here, so you don't know how your kids are going to play in this situation, but our kids have had that experience, so maybe that'll be a benefactor for us.
Are we playing our best basketball right now?
We've played well enough. We played really well Friday night. Now we've got a little stiffer competition tonight, but you know, we played well down the stretch. I mean, we played some solid teams. I'm not saying we played our best basketball at the Heartland Events Center. I thought we played three really solid quarters after a game the night before that we didn't play bad. They just played a lot better, Grand Island Central Catholic, in that game. So when you get to this point in the season, you really just, you know, you hope your kids have just a little bit more in them, and I think we do.
Gibbon tonight, led by Riley Reinerson. What's the game plan on him?
Well, we've got to make sure he just limit his touches, and you know, that's going to be tough because they do a nice job of getting him the ball, and you know, he's either bringing it up or they're bringing him off a screen to get himself freed up. The main thing is hopefully we can wear him down a little bit, and if we can do that, and then the fact that you know, we've just got to push him out to 25 feet. You know, he's good at 24, 23, 22, 20. You know, those are good shots for him. So percentages go down the farther away he is from the hoop, and we can't give him anything, you know, easy. And, you know, the thing is, he's a great passer too. He knows the game really well, and his dad does a great job with their group. You know, they're young, but they really found out how to play the game of basketball here the last, you know, month of the season. And that's a credit to their kids just getting better as young as they are.
What's this game going to come down to tonight?
Well, I think we got to limit them. One shot. You know, they're not a big team, so the rebounding edge has to be ours, and we've got to get up and down the floor. If we're going to play 5-on-5 against that 1-3-1 every possession, you know, we're going to have to shoot a great percentage, and sometimes you don't. So you got to create some offense off your defense. You got to push it out of the net. So we really want a game floor a little more than we do half court.
1-3-1 is always a defense that causes some teams some trouble. How do we attack that?
Well, we've got three different looks that we put in throughout the last month of the season, knowing that this was maybe one of the teams we would see, and we've got a bigger lineup that we can go to, and we can try to pound it in a little bit or at least get some touches inside. And then we've got a guard lineup that we're starting tonight, and we'll kind of space it out and try to hit some seams and try to get the diagonal look across it and so forth, and maybe knock down some shots from the perimeter. And then we just told our kids, you got to really rebound. That's one way you can beat a 1-3-1 is if you can get some backside rebounds. So we worked, you know, last week on backside rebounding. So hopefully those things and not getting a lot of touches on there. If they get touches on our passes or we have to, you know, use time and air time for them to move, because they do a really good job of recovering after a pass.
All right. Good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about $10 a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with Penny Beers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College as the C19 sub-district basketball tournament tonight. Gibbon and Hastings St. Cecilia. Starting lineups for the Hawks tonight. Mike Cannon is 6'1" and senior. Tim Skok is 6'3" and senior. Cesar Tino, the 5'11" and junior. Phil Hamburger is 6'2" and senior. And Jameson Ash, a 6'1" and junior. For Gibbon, it'll be Ryan Milks, a 5'11" and sophomore. Riley Reinertsen, a 6'3" and sophomore. Nicholas Fulmer is a 5'8" junior. Luke Schuster is a 5'9" junior. And Dakota Kenton is a 5'11" sophomore. Gibbon coming in a record of 12 wins, 11 losses on the season. The Blue Hawks come in a mark of 14 wins and 8 losses. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Hawks will be shooting to our basket to our left. Gibbon is dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. They'll shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. The winner of this ball game moves on to face the number 2 ranked team in the state in Class C1, the Minden Whippets, tomorrow night in the early ball game at 6. Immediately, Gibbon pounds the ball down low to a Reinertsen. He goes up and loses control of the ball and is picked up here by St. Cecilia. First turnover on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Reinertsen is going to be their go-to man here tonight. He's one of the better players around in Central Nebraska, averaging 24.6 points per ball game. And Reinertsen is just his sophomore for head coach Paul Reinertsen there at Gibbon. St. Cecilia attacking inside. There's a pass deflected, picked up by Jamison Ash. Down in the corner, Cesar Tino. Into Skok. His pass on the top is intercepted. Intercepted by Reinertsen, coming back the other way. Hesitates, drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino of St. Cecilia. Tino gets the ball away to Hamburger. Down the near sideline to Hannon. Takes it into the lane. Off to Jamison Ash. He passes right to left across the lane. Comes over here to Skok. Now to Hamburger. Hops inside and the ball stripped away. Stripped away here by Ryan Milks of a Gibbon, coming back the other way. Drives it against Hamburger. His shot is no good. Rebound comes out to Skok. His pass to Tino. Runs into a defender at the 10-second line. Gets the ball away to Hannon. His driving layup is up and in. Mike Hannon scores there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are out on top by a score up 2-0. We played a minute and 20 seconds here of this first quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Gibbon with the ball. They'll work against this tough man-to-man defense for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks are giving up only 40.5 points per ball game on defense so far this year. Here's a Schuster with the ball picked up out there by Jamison Ash of St. Cecilia. Bounce pass here on the right side to Fulmer. Bounce pass goes down low and the ball tipped away, but a foul is going to be called here on the Hawks. Personal foul going to be called here on Tim Skok of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. 6:20 remaining in the opening period. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead over the fifth-seeded Gibbon Buffaloes. This is a matchup of number 4 and number 5 here in the C19 sub-district basketball tournament at Lynn Farrell Arena. Luke Schuster has got the ball, trying to drive it here on the near sideline. Goes down in the corner. That's Ryan Milks with it now. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here and gets it to a Kenton. Kenton comes across the top now to Nick Fulmer. Takes it to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Mike Hannon clears it out to the right side. That's going to be Jamison Esch. His pass down to Florida Skok. Down in the baseline. Comes out on top to Hamburger. Down in the corner for Caesar. For three. Shot is up there. Rims out. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinertsen of the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Riley will bring her back here. Right-handed dribble. Dribbles behind his back to get into the offensive zone. Reinertsen dribbling out here in three-point territory. Riley still with the ball, working against Tim Skok. Comes over here to Ryan Milks on the wing. Out between the rings now, that's a Dakota Kenton with the ball. Kenton goes over there to a Nick Fulmer. Fulmer gets it in the hands of Schuster again. On the wing, on the left side, picked up out there by Jamison Esch. Good defense by Esch. He gets away, dribbles it down the lane. There's a jump pass down in the corner. That's Fulmer with the ball for three. A shot good, and he's fouled into play. Nick Fulmer hits the three ball from deep in the right corner. We got a personal foul inside here. The basket is going to count by Fulmer, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Dakota Kenton of Gibbon. That's going to be his first. So a rebounding foul on Kenton, but a three-pointer is going to count by a Nick Fulmer deep in the right corner. And Gibbon goes out on top by a score of 3-2 over Hastings St. Cecilia in this one. So 5:15 to play. Fulmer throws up the three from deep in the right corner, and a rebounding foul is called on Dakota Kenton for Gibbon. And now a traveling violation out top. It's going to go on Jamison Esch as he's trying to drive the ball to the basket there. That's the third turnover on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. Just underway here at Lynn Farrell Arena. 3-2 is the score. The Buffaloes have the lead over the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Luke Schuster with the ball out here in three-point territory. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Nick Fulmer of Gibbon. So Phil Hamburger got the interception there. Took it to the rack and missed the layup. Gibbon comes down with the rebound. And now they got it back in their offensive zone. Reinerton has got the ball. Left side of the lane out here in three-point territory. Going to try to drive it against Stoke. The ball tipped loose. Picked up by Reinerton. China's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Reinerton 0-for-2 from the field here in the early going. Averaging 24.6 points per ball game, has been shut out here early. In the first 3.5 minutes of this ball game, down to 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's short. Rebound comes down to a Nick Fulmer. Fulmer gets the ball away down the far sideline. It's going to be Schuster. Brings the ball to the near side now. Bounce pass comes over here to Milks. His pass inside is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Reinertsen. The ball intercepted by Hannon. Gets the ball to Hamburger in the lane. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hamburger, an acrobatic shot in the lane there. Scores for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia goes out on top now by a score of 4-3. That's a Luke Schuster with the ball on the far sideline to a Dakota Kenton. Comes over here to Ryan Milks. Picked up by Cesar Tino of Easting St. Cecilia. Bounce pass on the right side. Reinertsen pulls up, shoots a 12-footer, and banks one home. Riley Reinertsen scoring there as he banks one home from the right side of the lane, and the Buffaloes go back out on top by the score of 5-4 in the ballgame. Here's Esch with it now for St. Cecilia out to Hamburger. Now to Mike Hannon from the corner for three. Shot is up there, top of the front iron, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound by Skoke underneath the hole. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound to Dakota Kenton of Gibbon. So the Buffaloes have a one-point lead. 5-4, they've got the basketball as they come into the offensive zone. Here's Reinertsen for three from the top of the key. His shot's going to be short. Rebound comes out of Hannon of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Jamison Esch. Down in the left corner, that's Hamburger with the ball. Trying to drive it. He's double-teamed. Gets it out to Hannon. Now to Esch at the free throw line. Traveling. Four turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. Here comes Alex Sheehy. He will check in. Here comes Simon Ostrander in. Mike Hannon will come out. Jamison Esch will come out. 3:07 to play here in the first quarter. The boys C19 sub-district opener here tonight. The Gibbon Buffaloes with a lead over Easting St. Cecilia. The score is 5-4. Luke Schuster with the ball in the offensive zone here for Gibbon. Dribbling with the ball. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. An offensive foul is going to be called on Schuster. He knocks down Alex Sheehy here. Not a whole lot of contact, but Schuster gets hit with a personal foul there for the Buffaloes. That's his first, the team's second. 2:57 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 is the score. The Gibbon Buffaloes have got a one-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Hamburger. He throws the ball into the corner, and it goes out of bounds. And he wasn't looking for it. It's a turnover on the Blue Hawks. They were changing their offense there. Kevin Asher in front of the St. Cecilia bench. I think Hamburger got the message. I don't think Alex Sheehy did. He wasn't even looking for the ball. It goes out of bounds. The fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in this first quarter of play. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Reinertsen. He works down there. Now he's double-teamed. Comes out here to Schuster on the wing. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. It gets away. Ryan Milks picks it up on the far side as Gibbon works with the ball out here in three-point territory. That's Ryan Newyear who's into the ball game for the first time for the Buffaloes. Bounce pass down in the corner to a Nick Fulmer. He drives that baseline against Ostrander. Stops. Jump pass comes out on top. Ryan Milks takes the three-pointer. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out, and it's going to be retrieved here by St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford comes down with the ball there for the Hawks. Gets away to Sheehy. Now to Hamburger. Back to Sheehy. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Wheeling. It's going to be Hartford. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes to the Coffin corner. It is picked up there by Gibbon. Paul Reinertsen, the head coach for Gibbon, wanted a traveling violation in Hartford. He didn't get it. But his ball club has got the ball on the rebound. Here's Newyear. Goes over to Nick Fulmer. Behind the screen. Drives it to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Milks. His shot is up there. No good. But he's fouling the play. Ryan Milks. Underneath the hole there, he's fouling the play by St. Cecilia. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Sheehy. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hawks. So check the team foul number four on the Blue Hawks here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line. There's going to be Milks. His shot is up there and in. I was right the first time. It should be only team foul number two. St. Cecilia, they've got four on the board for some reason. It's 6-4 now. The Buffaloes out on top of the Blue Hawks. Next one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Milks. And the rebound comes down to Hartford. So Hartford has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it away now to a Kevin Ryan. Hustles into the forecourt with a minute and 33 seconds to play. But given Buffalo's leading Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 6-4. Deep in the corner is Hamburger. Entry pass to get it to Hartford. Out here on the wing, Kevin Ryan, and another traveling violation. Another traveling call there. That one on Kevin Ryan from the elbow as he was driving the ball to the basket. That is six turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. A minute and 23 seconds to play in the opening period. 6-4 the score. The Buffaloes have the lead over the Blue Hawks here tonight in boys high school basketball. Luke Schuster with the ball over on the wing on the left side. He's going to hand the ball away. That's to Fulmer. Now to Reinerson. Moves it down in the corner on the right side to Milks. Out to Reinerson. His shot for three is up there and in. That was a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle there as Riley Reinerson knocks down a three. And the Gibbon Buffaloes have a five-point lead over St. Cecilia. 9-4 is the score. Hawks have been plagued by turnovers in this first quarter. They've got six of them already. Here's Ostrander with the ball deep in the corner on the right side to Kevin Ryan to Ostrander across the top to Sheehy. Down in the corner, Hamburger for three. Shot good. Phil Hamburger nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. And the Blue Hawks are back to within 2 points now. 9-7 is the score. 37 seconds to play here in this opening period. We'll see if Gibbon will elect to go for the final shot here. Reinerson's dribbling with the ball out here in 3 points. Territory entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Sheehy, running back the other way to Ostrander. Shot is up there, no good. Tap try is up there, no good. Tap try by Hamburger, no good. Rebound Hamburger, follow shot, good. Bill Hamburger getting two and three shots of the hole there. And the Blue Hawks have come back to tie the score at 9. Here's another interception now, and a traveling violation is being called. Kevin Ryan got the steal, and he's called for the traveling violation himself. They're in backcourt, so now with 10.4 seconds to play, Gibbon will play things in off of the far sideline. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Joe Graffel. Coming out will be Hamburger. 9-9 is the score. Buffalo's at a five-point lead at 9-4. St. Cecilia quickly scores five straight points to tie her up here. Luke Schuster has got the ball in backcourt. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Works it to the right side of the floor. Schuster on the dribble. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's Reinerson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books in boys high school basketball action tonight from the C19 sub-district tournament at Hastings College tonight. The score after one, it's Gibbon 9, Hastings St. Cecilia 9.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and on your smartphones at m.KLIQFM.com. Locked into the C19 sub-district basketball tournament tonight. Here on The Breeze from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 9-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia and the Gibbon Buffaloes are tied up here. So we got some problems here at the scorers table. Now we're ready to go. St. Cecilia will have the possession to begin the second period of play. Gibbon had a 9-4 lead. St. Cecilia scored the last 5 points. Here's a Hamburger down the lane. A little floater shot is up there and in. Bill Hamburger has got 9 out of the 11 points for St. Cecilia. Mike Cannon's got the other two. And the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 11-9 to start this second period. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger gets the interception, and he gets the field goal on the other end. Gibbon has turned the ball over six times. Hamburger now with 11. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 13-9. The Hawks have scored the last 9 points here in the ballgame. Bridging the first to the second quarter. Gibbon has got the ball in their offensive and right here is that New Year hands the ball away to Reinerson. He penetrates inside, puts up a shot, no good, but he's fouled into play. Reinerson takes the ball in the hole there for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and he is fouled into play here The foul is going to go on Cesar Tino of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number three now on Hastings St. Cecilia. Reinerton to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Reinerton is a 76% foul shooter. He's been to the free throw line 169 times this year. He's converted on 130 of those. Gibbon is a team hitting 63% of their foul shots this year. The second shot is up there. It is good. And St. Cecilia now has a 13-10 lead over Gibbon. We're in the second period. Winner of this ball game will play tomorrow night at 6 against second-ranked Minden. The other ball game, Kearney Catholic against Adams Central. There's Cesar Tino from the corner. His shot good. Cesar knocks down a three-pointer. Tino is hitting 31% of his trays so far this year. He bangs one home there from the deep left corner. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 15-10. Reinerson gives the ball over there on the far side. Dribbling with it there is going to be Stroh, who just checked into the ball game for Gibbon. Stroh has got it out here in the three-point territory. Hands the ball away now to Luke Schuster. Schuster trying to get away. The ball tapped away. Now he falls down with it, and he's out of bounds over there on the far sideline. Tim Skok out there defensively. And a traveling violation, or he's out of bounds. Out of bounds officially, but it's a turnover on Gibbon. They're seventh in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will play things in. 16-10 is the score. The Blue Hawks with a six-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive end. Hannon gets it to Hamburger. A little stutter step. Now drives the ball into the lane. Goes to Cesar from the corner. His shot is up there and in. Cesar Tino likes that spot there. We've seen him can several of those shots this year. Cesar Tino from deep in the left corner. The Hawks have opened up a nine-point lead over Gibbon. And now Paul Reinerson wants to call a timeout. Gibbon calls a timeout. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. The score, St. Cecilia 19, Gibbon 10.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Nice basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by the Hastings State Bank, also by the Auto Glass Experts, and by CPI, Mr. Tire. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, on the campus of Hastings College tonight, the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. As the road to the state tournament begins tonight for St. Cecilia and Gibbon, St. Cecilia has got the lead 19-10 as we play here. In the second quarter of play, Milks throws the ball in the corner. Reinerson was going the other way. And another turnover on the Buffaloes. Both teams have been plagued by turnovers here in the first half. Gibbon has now got 8. St. Cecilia has got 7. Oxville playing things in. 19-10 is the score. St. Cecilia on a 15-1 run here since about midway through the first quarter when they fell behind 9-4. Here's a hamburger. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. An air ball. And the rebound comes down to a Luke Schuster now for Gibbon as he runs the ball back the other way, gets it to a Reinerson, takes the ball to the top of the key inside the free throw circle. Jump pass goes inside, a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Kenton. And the ball is brought down here by a Cesar Tino. Tino gets away to Hartford, now back to Cesar Tino. Hustles into the forecourt. Hamburger's got the ball on the near sideline. Out to Tino, right wing, Mike Hannon. Skok at the elbow. Over here to Hamburger, deep in a corner. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Luke Schuster. They want to run. Schuster ahead to Reinerson. Shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled from behind. We're going to have a foul called here on Tim Skok. That's going to be in 3 points here. Throwing that sends Reinerson back to the free throw line here for Gibbon. He was 1-for-2 in the first period of play. From the line, he's already got 6 points in the ball game. He'll have 3 shots here. 5:16 to play in the second quarter. 19-10. Reinerson's free throw is up there and in. So Riley Reinerson, that was 7 points in the basketball game, averaging 24.6 on the season. Reinerson's next shot is up there. It's no good. He'll get one more. Just his sophomore for the Buffaloes, so he's going to be around for a few more years. Jared Dorzinski comes into the ball game now for the Buffaloes. Reinerson will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Reinerson with 8 points in the ball game. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 7. It is 19-12. 5:13 to play As St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. That's Hamburger, who's been on hot fire so far today. 11 points in the ball game for Hamburger. There's Hannon from the deep left corner. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Skoke. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Hartford on the baseline. Hartford tries to get out of there. Now he's called for the 3-second violation. Hartford right underneath the basket, trapped in the lane there along the baseline. He finally gets hit with a 3-second violation, and the Blue Hawks give her back to the Buffaloes. Under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Gibbon trailing St. Cecilia by a score of 19-12 tonight. There's Luke Schuster with the ball. Comes here to Dorzinski. Over here on the near sideline of Reinertsen. Down to Milks. Back outside. A long-range jumper put up there and in. Nick Fulmer. Nick Fulmer hits a three ball there for Gibbon. Fulmer now with 6 points in the basketball game for the Buffaloes. And now we got a traveling violation again back the other way on St. Cecilia's Mike Hannon. So Nick Fulmer has knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ball game so far in this first half for Gibbon. His season average from three-point range was 15%. He's got 2 so far here in the first 2 quarters. To keep the Buffaloes close, it is 19-15. St. Cecilia out on top of the Buffaloes here tonight. Here's a Reinerton of the ball in backcourt. He'll bring things up, gets it to Schuster on the far sideline. Picked up there by St. Cecilia's Skulk. Bounce pass right side of the lane to get it to Reinerton. His shot from 10 is up there and in. Riley Reinerton making it look easy here tonight. He's got 10 points now in the ball game. And Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 19, Gibbon 17.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial, by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, and by Jackson's Floor Service. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Gibbon 19-17, but the Buffaloes have scored the last 7 points here in the ballgame. Here's St. Cecilia working against pressure, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schuster as he drives the ball to the basket. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Reinerson. He has the ball tipped away, and it's picked up by Hamburger. Long pass down the floor to Cesar Tino. Drives, shoots, and scores. Cesar Tino scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The Hawks lead now 21-17. Gibbon had a golden opportunity to put some points on the scoreboard. They couldn't finish there underneath the hole as the ball was swatted away from Reinerson. Gibbon has now got the ball back in their offensive zone. Schuster drives the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Sheehy. He gets the ball ahead to Skoke. Now to Esch. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up in the lane here by Gibbon. Nick Fulmer has got it on the 9th turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. Schuster has got the ball for Gibbon. Hands the ball away now to Reinerton. Out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the keys. Double team. Reinerton gets it into the hands of Nick Fulmer. Fulmer's hit a couple of three-pointers here in the first half for the Buffaloes. He takes it to the right side. On the way now, hands the ball away to Luke Schuster. Gets away from Sheehy. Luke Schuster comes out here into three-point territory. Ford Gibbon trying to penetrate against Esch. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. Coming back the other way. Drives it coast to coast. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled on the play. Bill Hamburger got the steal. He got the field goal on the offensive end, and he is fouled on the play here. Hamburger now with 13 points in the ballgame. For St. Cecilia, a personal foul went on Reinerson. That's going to be his first. So Hamburger gets the field goal, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Hamburger is 64% foul shooter of the season. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 62% of their foul shots as a team, and Hamburger gets this one to go down. And St. Cecilia back out to a 7-point lead again. 24-17, so after the Buffaloes score 7 straight points, St. Cecilia has come back to score 5 straight points of their own. There's a Luke Schuster with the ball now to Reinerson. Picked up here by Hamburger and 3 points in a Torrey. And now we got a foul call and Phil as Reinerson put the ball on the floor and is going to penetrate inside. Hamburger gets hit with a personal foul. First one on Phil in the ball game. Team foul number 5 of the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. The Buffaloes will play things in off of the far sideline. Ryan Milks will key things in for the Buffaloes. Gets it now to a Dorzinski here in backcourt. Comes to the near side to a Fulmer. Fulmer guarded here by Alex Sheehy. Bomer gets away, comes into the forecourt here as he throws it down in the corner to the right side to Luke Schuster. Schuster dribbling here against Ostrander. Schuster lost control of the dribble, now picks it up and throws it down in the corner. Now it's going to be over the sideline here in front of the Blue Hawk bench. So another turnover on the Buffaloes. That's 10 on Gibbon here in the first half. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. 24-17. We're in the second quarter. There's Sheehy with the ball deep in the right corner. They get it over here to Cesar Tino. Tino, deep right corner, a three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Hamburger. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Reinerson. Riley Reinerson has got it now for the Buffaloes. Coming back the other way with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Stroh has got it now on the wing. He penetrates inside, goes for the hole. The shot is up and in. Gareth Stroll scoring there for the Buffaloes. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Here's Cesar Tino back the other way for St. Cecilia. Out on top, Sheehy. Now to Ostrander for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Hamburger. Follow shot is up there, it's no good, but he's hacked in the arm, and a foul is going to be called. And Hamburger will go back to the free throw line here. Personal foul. Ryan Milks picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Buffaloes, and Hamburger will go to the free throw line. Hamburger's got 14 points already in the contest here for St. Cecilia. His shot is up there, it is good. He'll get one more. Now 25-19, St. Cecilia with the lead over Gibbon tonight. The winner will get the Minden Whippets, the second-ranked team in Class C1, tomorrow night at 6. The other ball game, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have both games right here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Hamburger hits his second free throw. Phil now is 16 in the ball game. He's got 16 of the 26 points put out by the Hawks tonight. Cesar Tino's got 8. Mike Hannon's got 2. That's it for the Hawks scoring-wise tonight. Things to say with 90 seconds to play. He's got a 7-point lead. Here's Reinerson with the ball. They get it under the hole there. The New Year shots up and in. Ryan New Year scoring there for Gibbon. That's his first field goal. It's now 26-21. 26-21 is the score. The Hawks have the lead. Sheehy with the ball just to the left of the circle. Goes to Hamburger. Back to Sheehy. Down in the corner, Cesar for three. Shot good again. Cesar Tino, boy, he likes that spot. Deep in the left corner. Cesar Tino now with 11 in the ball game. He has knocked down 3 3-pointers in this first half. And here's a steal now by Alex Sheehy. Gets the ball to Tino. His shot is up there and in. Cesar Tino scores. And now, stepping over the end line was New Year inbounding the ball here for the Buffaloes. So Gibbon falling apart here in the past couple of minutes. Gibbon now with 12 turnovers in the ball game as New Year steps over the end line inbounding the ball. St. Cecilia will get it with a 10-point lead now, 31-21 over Gibbon. So St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket. They get it to Tino. Left to the circle, comes out to Ostrander. Now right side. They get it over to Sheehy. Cross-court pass to Cesar for three. Shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Nick Fulmer. Fulmer has got the ball now for Gibbon. Gets it away to a Reinerson. And he will bring things up. 34 seconds to play in the second quarter. 31-21. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead here in this first half. Reinerson dribbling with the ball. Goes inside down the lane. That's a Kenton. He runs over a man. An offensive charging foul to be called here on Dakota Kenton. Runs over Cesar Tino under the hole there. Gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on the Buffaloes. 24 seconds to play. 24 seconds to play here in this second quarter. St. Cecilia will have the final possession here as they work for the final shot. We're down to 15. Alex Sheehy, left side of the circle, fakes the shot, goes over to Ostrander, now to Cesar. To Ostrander, back to Cesar Tino on the wing, looking to penetrate. Runner in the lane, is going to be up there and in. Cesar Tino hits the shot there for St. Cecilia. Here's a shot from half court. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Boy, what a performance by Cesar Tino and Phil Hamburger. Both in double figures, leading the Blue Hawks, and St. Cecilia's got a 12-point lead here at halftime. We'll take a break at halftime with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 33, Gibbon 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Kohler Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn Sprinters, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, high school basketball for you tonight. This is the home of the Hastings College basketball Broncos, but tonight hosting the Class C1 Sub-District 9 basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia in this opening ball game with a lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes at halftime with a score of 33-21. We were tied up at 9 points apiece at the end of one quarter here tonight. St. Cecilia then goes out on top by a score of 19-10 in the second quarter. That came with 6:13 to play in the second period. Gibbon calls a timeout. They immediately respond by going on a 7-0 run over St. Cecilia to pull within 2 points at 19-17. St. Cecilia then scores 5 straight points to make it a 24-17 ball game. And St. Cecilia getting some late turnovers and some steals, some easy field goals at the other end, some layups, and the Hawks all of a sudden look up here at halftime. They've got a 12-point lead at the break. The score is 33-21 in favor of the Blue Hawks. Winner of this ball game will move on to face the top-seeded team and the number 2-ranked team in Class C1, the Minden Whippets, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That game will be followed up by Kearney Catholic up against Adams Central. That game will go at 8. Two winners will play on Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena for the right to continue their trip and their march toward Lincoln with a sub-district championship. They would then move on to a district championship ball game next week. So the postseason is underway for the Gibbon Buffaloes and Hastings St. Cecilia. And the score at halftime of our first ball game tonight, it is Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Buffaloes by the score of 33-21. We'll come back and check the scoring in 1 minute.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score again at halftime, 33-21. Hastings St. Cecilia leading the Gibbon Buffaloes. Leading the way for St. Cecilia so far is Phil Hamburger. Hamburger has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ballgame. He's got 5 2-point field goals, and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Hamburger leading the way with 16. Closely on his tails, though, is a Cesar Tino. He has got 15 points in the game. He's got 3 3-pointers. He's also knocked down 3 2-point field goals, so Cesar Tino with 15 points. Only one other guy has scored for St. Cecilia. That was Mike Hannon. He had a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia from the line in the first half, 3 out of 3 for 100%. Those are the free throws by Hamburger here in the first half, and the Hawks unofficially have 9 turnovers in the basketball game. Gibbon is being led by Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen has knocked down 1 3-pointer. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Reinertsen has got 10 points in the ball game. Nick Fulmer has got 2 3-pointers. He's got 6. 2 points tonight for Ryan Newyear on a field goal. Gareth Stroh has got a field goal and 2 points. And Ryan Milks, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. So Gibbon hitting 4 out of 7 from the stripe. They've turned the ball over 12 times here against the Hastings St. Cecilia defense. Again, the Hawks have the lead here at halftime over the Gibbon Buffaloes in the opening game of the C1-9 sub-district basketball tournament here at Hastings College. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 33, Gibbon 21.
We're the U. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With it you get more. Superstore Allen's Superstore.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime show tonight brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We're at halftime, 33-21. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school team's going to be busy this week. The girls' B5 district tournament gets underway tomorrow night at Kearney High School. Hastings High will take on Aurora in the opening round game. That's the bunny bracket game of that girls' sub-district tournament. Winner gets Holdridge on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, followed by Grand Island Northwest against Lexington at 7:45. Winners will play on Friday night at 7. C1-2 at Seward. It will get going tonight. Thurberry playing Fillmore Central. Winner against Milford tomorrow at 6:15. Sandy Creek will play Wilbur Claytonia in the second ball game at 8 o'clock. C1-8 at Grand Island Northwest. We'll have games tomorrow. St. Paul, the number one seed against Central City. Grand Island Central Catholic against Boone Central in the second ball game. C110 at Rock County High School. Valentine will play Broken Bow tomorrow night at 6. Ainsworth will play O'Neill in the second ball game at 7:45. The winner of this sub-district would play the winner of that sub-district in the district final coming up next week. Some other sub-district action that we see coming up. D12 at York High School. You've got Heartland playing Harvard tonight in the play-in game. The winner gets Bruning Davenport Shickley tomorrow at 6. McCool Junction will play Deschler in the second ball game at 7:45 tomorrow. D19 at Minden, Kennesaw is the number one seed there. Wilcox Hildreth will play Franklin tonight for the winner getting Kennesaw tomorrow. Litchfield will play Amherst in the second ball game at 7:45 for the two winners playing on Thursday night. D27 at Hastings St. Cecilia is getting going tonight with a play-in game. Lawrence Nelson is playing Red Cloud. Winner gets the top-seeded Giltner Hornets tomorrow at 5:45, followed by Silver Lake against Heartland Lutheran at 7:15. D28 at Kearney Catholic is getting started tonight. Axtell is playing Arcadia in the play-in game. The winner will get Loomis tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the semifinals in the second ball game. It'll be Bertrand taking on Pleasanton with the winners playing each other on Thursday night. So we're underway the postseason for both the girls and the boys. Of course, the girls state high school basketball tournament coming up the first weekend of March down in Lincoln. The boys state tournament will be the following weekend, the second weekend of March, also in Lincoln. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight. We'll take a break. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek in Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our high school basketball coverage tonight being brought to you in part by the Sportsman Restaurant, also by the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, by Clevenger's, and also Foster Family Foods of Gibbon. I'm Mike Will with the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, C19 sub-district opener tonight. The Gibbon Buffaloes trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 33-21. The winner gets the second-ranked team in the state, the Minden Whippets, tomorrow night. The Whippets, the number one seed here in this sub-district. Here's a Fulmer with a ball on the wing on the left side, working against this tough St. Cecilia defense. St. Cecilia has already forced 12 turnovers in the ball game here from the Buffaloes. There's a pass way out on top, nearly thrown into the backcourt. It's saved there by Schuster. Out of the right side, a long-range jumper by Milks is up and in. It was nearly thrown into the backcourt for an over and back violation. They save it, and then Ryan Milks from downtown hits a shot. There's a steal in the backcourt by Reinertsen. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled into play. So St. Cecilia turns the ball over here in backcourt for the 10th time tonight. Riley Reinertsen gets the steal. He gets the field goal, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Skoke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So after St. Cecilia had a 12-point lead at halftime, all of a sudden, bam, just like that, it's 33-26. As Reinertsen goes to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's good, a three-point play by Reinertsen. He's now got 13 in the ball game. So just like that, it's a 33-27 ball game. The Gibbon Buffaloes trailing by 6 points. St. Cecilia with the ball, shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Hannon the hamburger down in the corner. Ash for three, shot good. Jamison Ash knocks down a three ball there for St. Cecilia from the deep right corner. Cesar Tino had three threes in the first half. Hamburger had one. Jamison Ash now with a three-pointer there for the Hawks. The other scoring came from Mike Cannon, a field goal, a two-pointer. Reinertsen gets away as his man Phil Hamburger defensively fell down. Reinertsen takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot is up there from 12 feet away. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon for St. Cecilia. Gives it away down to Hamburger. Hustles into the forecourt. Moves it on the wing. Goes down in the corner. Cesar Tino drives the baseline, and a pushing foul here can be called and given. A foul here will go on the Buffaloes. It'll go on Nick Fulmer. Fulmer picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Buffaloes here in the second half of play. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in this third quarter. It's 36-27. St. Cecilia with the lead. Cesar Tino has got the ball out here in three-point territory on the dribble. Moves it left to right across the top of the key. Comes to Jamison Ash now in the left wing. Hannon has got it. Hands it back to Cesar Tino. Not a hamburger. Entry pass to get the ball to Skoke right at the free throw line. Goes over to Cesar Tino. 4-3 from the corner. Shot good again. Cesar Tino hits another three ball. 18 points now for Tino. He's got 4 3-pointers. And St. Cecilia back out to a 12-point lead again at 39-27. So just as Gibbon makes a little run here, St. Cecilia answers with a couple of field goals. That big one there by Cesar Tino, the three-pointer. Schuster angling toward the basket. He's trapped down on the baseline. Gets it back away. Reinertsen on the wing. Reinertsen, his shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's going to be picked up here on the hop by Cesar Tino. Tino gets the ball in the hamburger. Here comes the Blue Hawks. Out on top by 12 points. Hamburger gets away. And now pulls up, and he's going to have the ball tipped out of his hands, or it's lost out of his hands. Now it's picked up by Fulmer, and a foul is going to be called down here on the baseline. That's going to go on Hamburger. Hamburger was preparing to go up for the shot. I think the ball just fell out of his hands. It went toward the baseline. It was picked up by Fulmer, and then Hamburger is called for the personal foul. Got to get the ball back. So it's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. The foul there on Hamburger. Now here come the Gibbon Buffaloes back with the ball. Trailing 39-27. High post, they get it to Reinertsen. Right at the top of the key on the far side, and they have a whistle over there. As they take it to the far sideline, a foul is going to be called away from all the action here. It's going to go on Tino. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number three in the Blue Hawks non-shooting situation. So it's going to be given and bounding the ball from underneath their own basket here. They come out on top in three-point territory. That's going to be Fulmer. Nick Fulmer working here against Mike Cannon of St. Cecilia. Deep wing, Luke Schuster has got it right side. Schuster trying to penetrate, gives it away. Ryan Milks, they work it back around here to the left side. Nick Fulmer puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Right side now to Dakota Kenton. Goes down on the baseline. That's a Reinertsen, kicks it back out here. On the wing on the right side to Ryan Milks. There's a bounce pass back down low, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. So a foul here will go on Tim Skoke. That's going to be his third. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Sheehy. Coming out will be Skoke. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play now in the third quarter. It's 39-27. St. Cecilia with a lead. Ryan Milks will inbound the ball here for the Buffaloes. Holding it. Finally gets it in to the corners. Nick Fulmer. Bounce pass. They get it up high. That's going to be Riley Reinertsen with the ball right at the elbow. Reinertsen working against Hamburger. His follow-away jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Esch. One shot and done. As a small ball club for Gibbon. Can't grab the offensive board. There's a Cesartino. It's pass deflected into the backcourt. It's going to be retrieved here by Esch. And then a traveling violation on Jamison Esch. A traveling violation is called on Esch. Turnover number 12 on the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia will drop back here on defense. Gibbon will play things in off of the far sideline. Ryan Milks will get things in. He does so to Luke Schuster. Schuster gets it back to Milks on the deep wing. Out to a Kenton at the top of the key. Moves it over here to a Nick Fulmer. Fulmer dribbling with the ball to the far sideline now. That's a Dakota Kenton. They post up Reinertsen again in the ball, and then he kicks it back out here on the wing, and the shot is up there for 3 point. Point territory is going to be good. Ryan Milks throws up the tray. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia's lead is now 9 points at 39-30. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. That's Esch, now to Hamburger. Hamburger dribble penetration, jump pass down in the corner. Cesartino brings it up high now to Esch. Back down to Tino, lobs it inside. The Hamburger back out to a wide open Esch at the top of the key. A shot good, three-pointer. Jamison Esch knocks down his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the St. Cecilia lead again is back up to 12 points at 42-30. Here in the third quarter of play, down to 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. There's Nick Fulmer with the ball. Fulmer, bounce pass, near side. Reinertsen, two-handed pass, goes down in the corner of the right side to Kenton. Now on the wing, a shot is up there and in. Ryan Milks knocks down a three ball there. He's now got 9 points in the ball game for the Buffaloes. That's now a 42-33 ball game. There's Mike Cannon with the ball. Cannon gets it out here to Jamison Esch down in the corner. Alex Sheehy, not a Hamburger on the wing. A 1-3-1 zone defense here for Gibbon. Cesartino, dribble penetration, stops, puts up a shot in traffic. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Esch. Now to Hamburger on the wing. Dribbles inside, takes the ball to the goal. The shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled into play. Hamburger will shoot two. He is fouled into play here by the Buffaloes. The foul is going to go on Nick Fulmer. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Buffaloes here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Phil Hamburger. He's got 16 points in the ball game so far. Cesartino leading the way. He's got 18. As free throws up there is good. Hamburger is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Here comes Kevin Ryan into the ball game. Jamison Esch will come out. Simon Ostrander also checking in there. Mike Hannon will come to the bench. 2:48 to play. In the third quarter, St. Cecilia leading by 10, making it 11 as Hamburger's next free throw goes down the hole. 44-33. Here comes Gibbon down the far sideline with the ball, and the dribble is going to be Luke Schuster. Schuster working against the man-to-man. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Jump pass comes over here to Fulmer. He dribbles the ball into the lane, and a palming violation is called. Fulmer takes it from the near sideline, drove it into the lane. He's called for the traveling or the palming violation as he cut toward the goal down the lane. That's 13 turnovers now in the Buffaloes. Head coach Paul Reinertsen mentioned that in the pregame show that they have to eliminate their mistakes in the stay in this ball game with the Hawks tonight. But they've got 13 turnovers. St. Cecilia with 12. Hawks have the ball in their offensive end. Here's Hamburger right at the top of the arc. Now dribbles inside, splits a couple of defenders. The ball popped loose, and it will be picked up here by Reinertsen. Turnover number 13 on St. Cecilia. Riley Reinertsen has got the ball now for Gibbon. Hustles back into the forecourt, dribbling with the ball out here against Phil Hamburger. Feeds it to the near sideline. Schuster has got it. Entry pass inside to Fulmer. Wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tino. The ball knocked loose and a foul called. Tino got the rebound there for St. Cecilia, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on to Ryan Newyear, picking up the personal foul for Gibbon. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Buffaloes. Check that team foul number three on the Buffaloes here in the second half. 1:53 to play Here in the third quarter, St. Cecilia with the lead, 44-33. St. Cecilia with the ball on their offensive end. Hartford is into the ball game now. Ostrander sees Tino down here to Ryan in the corner. Back out to Caesar. About 35 feet away from the basket. Dribbling of the ball comes over here on the near sideline. Kevin Ryan has got it. He's double-teamed. And Ryan is going to be hit with a personal foul. Kevin Ryan is going to be hit with a personal foul here for an elbow here on the near side trying to get away. That's going to be team foul number five called in the Blue Hawks. And it's going to be a timeout now called by the Gibbon Buffaloes. Gibbon wants to talk things over here with a minute and 32 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 44, Gibbon 33.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Semifinals tomorrow night here in the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. First game, we'll have the winner of this ball game taking on Minden at 6 o'clock. Second game tomorrow at 8, we'll have Kearney Catholic up against Adams Central. That's a rematch of the regular season finale when Adams Central beat Kearney Catholic by a score of 58-51. So two games tomorrow, then the winners will play on Thursday right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead, 44-33. They've led by as many as 12 points here in the ball game as the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds over there on the far sideline. Kevin Ryan knocking the ball away from Luke Schuster. Stroh will now inbound the ball for Gibbon on the far sideline. High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze. A minute and 22 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's a 44-33 ball game. St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. But I think they're having some problems with the possession. And they're going to give the ball to Gibbon. They will play things in off of the far sideline. Stroh will get things in to Schuster. Schuster dribbles once, gives it away to a Reinerson. Back to Schuster on the deep wing. On the right side, Schuster dribbling left, dribbles right. Now to Reinerson out here in 3-point territory. Reinerson gets away, throws up a three. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down at St. Cecilia. That's Ostrander with the ball as he gets it to Kevin Ryan. Here come the Hawks. Now to Simon Ostrander to Caesar Tino. Tino brings it back out to Ostrander. His pass is going to be deflected. Into the backcourt is picked up here by Reinerson. Reinerson losing control of the ball. Gets it back. Wings it down low. And now we got a foul call. Reinerson got the ball to Ryan Milks down there after the St. Cecilia turnover. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Hawks. It's going to go on Ostrander. That's going to be his second. So the second foul on Simon Ostrander. This team foul number six on the Blue Hawks. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Esch and also Hamburger. Coming out is going to be Ostrander and also Kevin Ryan. St. Cecilia on defense. They lob it into the lane here to Reinerson. He is double teamed. Now we got a foul called off of the inbound. They just lob it into the lane there to Reinerson. And he's hit on the play here by St. Cecilia. Alex Sheehy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number seven on the Blue Hawks. So this will be a one-and-one situation now by the sophomore sensation from Gibbon. Riley Reinerton, averaging 24.6 points per ball game. He's got 13 so far tonight, making 14 as that one goes down through the hole. They'll have one more. They got 49.4 seconds to play. St. Cecilia opening up a little gap in his ball game on a 24-12 second quarter push. Next shot is up there. It is good by Riley Reinerton. He's now got 15 in the ball game. The Gibbon Buffaloes are back to within 9 points, 44-35. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. That's Hamburger. Comes out here to Jamison Esch. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. That's Alex Sheehy. Back out to Esch. Gibbon still in his zone defense. Esch comes over here on the wing on the right side. Alex Sheehy. Not to Esch. Not to Hamburger. Down to 25 seconds to play. St. Cecilia just playing catch with the ball. Probably playing for the final shot here of this third quarter. Hamburger has got it down the deep wing on the left side, dribbling on the ball, sends it across the top now to Esch. He holds it now with 10 seconds to play. Down in the corner to Sheehy, to Esch. Diagonal pass goes down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Down a hamburger, dribble penetration, jump pass down in the corner. Here's Sheehy for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Tino, follow shot, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball, C19 sub-district tournament here tonight, Hastings College. And the score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 44, Gibbon 35.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska and an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial. Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze, brought to you in part by the Hastings State Bank, by the Auto Glass Experts, by CPI Mr. Tire, and by Farm Bureau Financial. Ahead of the fourth and final quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over the Gibbon Buffaloes, 44-35. Here's Hamburger driving the ball to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. The St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the fourth. And a personal foul is going to be called on Ryan Newyear of Gibbon. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four in the Buffaloes. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. They come out here to Alex Sheehy. Comes across the top down to Jamison Esch. Esch dribbling on the ball. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Tino for three. Shot good again. Cesar Tino knocks down another three ball. He's got 21 points in the ball game, including 15 in the first half. It's now a 47-35 ball game. Matches the biggest lead of the contest now for the Hawks at a dozen points. 7.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Reinertsen goes down in the corner to a Luke Schuster. Out on the wing now to a Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen for three. His shot is up there. He buries it. Riley Reinertsen hits a three-pointer there. He scores over Alex Sheehy. Alex was out there defensively. That was a nice shot by Riley Reinertsen. 47-38. The Hawks with a 9-point lead. Gibbon stays to that 1-3-1 zone defense. The defense is allowing only 50.4 points per ball game so far this year. There's Tino from the corner again to get out on him this time. Now at the Ash, dribble penetration. His shot is up and in. The defense collapses on Cesar Tino down in the corner. They just kick the ball out to Ash, who drives down the lane there and gets the easy field goal. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back out on top by 11, 49-38. Reinertsen with the ball, angling in, now drops back, throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball tapped out. It goes to the far sideline. It's going to be last touch there by St. Cecilia. And the Buffaloes will play things in off of the far sideline. 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's a 49-38 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the C19 sub-district basketball tournament. There's a Schuster with the ball, gets away, dribbles against Esch down the lane, and a foul is called on Esch. Jamison Esch picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. This will be a 1-1 situation here for Schuster. He's a 55% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 48 out of 87 for the year. He's not been there yet tonight, and his shot is up there is good. That's his first point of the night as well. Luke Schuster averaging 7 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Gets his first free throw to go down here. The Buffaloes back to within 10 points, 49-39. Second shot is up there short. Rebound comes down to Tim Skoke. He gets it away now to Hamburger, and he's going to be fouled into play by Newyear as he tried to put the ball away there for the Buffaloes. Ryan Newyear picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Buffaloes, non-shooting situation. So it'll be St. Cecilia mounting the ball off of the far sideline. Jamison Esch gets it into Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with the ball, stops, goes down to Esch. On the far sideline. Now to Sheehy to Tino from the right corner. Shot no good. Offensive rebound here by Jamison Esch. Gets it back out here. 3-point territory to Hamburger. Now to Sheehy. Cesar Tino again. Out to Sheehy in 3-point territory. Back down to Cesar Tino in the corner. Tino dribbles once, comes out here to Sheehy. Dribble penetration inside the free throw circle out to Hamburger. Phil Hamburger slides inside. There's a feed down in the corner to Esch. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Tino. He's fouling the play. Cesar Tino is fouling the play here by the Buffaloes. It's going to go on Luke Schuster. That's going to be his second. A 16 foul in the Buffaloes. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here's Cesar Tino down to Esch in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibbon ball. Last touch by Esch. End of the ball game now will be Nick Fulmer for Gibbon. Stroh will go out. 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 10-point lead over the Buffaloes. It is 49-39. Gibbon will come back here. They bring the ball back in their offensive zone. As a Schuster has got it out here. Now he's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Down the far sideline to Fulmer. Now to Milks, down in the corner, left side to Reinerson. Jump pass back out of the right wing. Schuster, he falls down with the ball. The scramble is on. It's picked up down there by Schuster, and a timeout is called by the Gibbon bench and head coach Paul Reinerson to save the possession. So Gibbon will have it when we come back. 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 49, Gibbon 39.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And on your smartphones tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. High school basketball brought to you in part by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings, by Jackson's Floor Service, and by the Sportsman Restaurant of Gibbon. We're tied up at 9 points apiece after the first quarter. St. Cecilia expanding their lead in period number two, outscoring the Buffaloes 24-12. It was 44-35 after three quarters, and the Hawks now still protecting a 10-point lead. It's 49-39. As Gibbon has got the ball, this is Luke Schuster. Comes over here to Ryan Milks. St. Cecilia now thinks they'll play a little zone defense here against Gibbon. The Buffaloes have been zoned all night long. Schuster has got the ball out here in three-point territory as he works against Sheehy. Bounce pass goes over to Ryan Milks. Milks coming to the near sideline of the dribble. Bounce pass to New Year, picked up by Cesar Tino. New Year, entry pass, they get it inside to Fulmer with his back to the basket. Now a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called on Nick Fulmer. That's turnover number 14 on the Buffaloes. And Hastings St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead will come back the other direction. 49-39 is the score. Cesar Tino has had a big night for the Hawks. He's got 21 points. Phil Hamburger has got 18. Hamburger's got the ball now as he dribbles inside the free throw circle. Off to Alex Sheehy, now to Hamburger again. To Sheehy here on the near side. He's double-teamed out of that 1-3-1. Sheehy sends the ball to Mike Hannon to the free throw line. Nice pass down low to Skoke, and his shot is up and in. Tim Skoke scoring there for St. Cecilia on the assist from Mike Hannon. And the Hawks again match their biggest lead of the ball game at 12 points at 51-39. Now we got contact made as the Buffaloes are trying to power their way to the goal there. As a Schuster is going to be fouled in a play here by Hannon. Mike Hannon picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 9 of the Blue Hawks. Jared Dorzinski coming back into the ball game now. Gareth Stroh also checking back in for Gibbon head coach Paul Reinerson. There's Luke Schuster to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. The shot good. Schuster now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. That's his only points in the ball game. Here comes Jamison Esch into the ball game now, replacing Alex Sheehy. 51-40 is the score. The Hawks with an 11-point lead. As Luke Schuster, a 55% foul shooter, goes back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. 51-41. The Hawks now with a 10-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Jamison Esch. Rainbow pass down in the corner. They get it to a Tim Skoke. Skoke comes back outside the ring to Jamison Esch. St. Cecilia not going to be in any hurry to get a shot away here. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. They're protecting a 10-point lead. There's Mike Cannon dribbling right to left across the lane. Now to Jamison S. from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. Skok saves it right into the hands here of Tino. His shot is up and open. Hannon, his shot is up and in. They save it right into the hands of Hannon right in front of the basket. And Mike scores 53-41. Again, the Hawks leading by 12 points. And now we got a jump ball out here in three-point territory. As the Buffaloes brought the ball back in their offensive zone. Arrow is pointing in favor of Gibbon, however, as the Buffaloes will play things in off of the far sideline. Two games tomorrow night, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock on the air with the pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on the Breeze. Long range jumper from the right sideline is going to be no good by Ryan Milks, and the ball brought out of the air there by Cesar Tino. He runs her back the other way for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now to Jamison Esch. Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Gets away, kicks it back out to Esch, dribbles it down the lane, and shot good. Jamison Esch scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia's got their biggest lead of the ball game now, 55-41, with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. There's a Ryan Milks with the ball. Milks moves it over here to Stroh. Down in the corner, that's Schuster. Schuster driving the baseline against Hannon, goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Hannon's going to be hit with a personal foul here. For the Blue Hawks, that's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. Luke Schuster to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That shot is good. Schuster is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have one more shot here. The St. Cecilia lead is now 13. It is 55-42. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Skok. Tim Skok has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Down to Hannon. Hannon hustles into the forecourt with a 13-point lead. Jamison Esch, his pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Dorzinski. That's turnover number 15 in the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Back the other way is Milks. His shot is up there and in. Ryan Milks in the lane there for Gibbon. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame, and the Buffaloes are back to within 11. 55-44, St. Cecilia's had a hard time putting the Buffaloes away here tonight. There's Hamburger driving for the basket. His shot is up and in. Hamburger just takes it coast to coast there and takes it right to the goal and scores. He's got 20. Cesar Tino leading the way for St. Cecilia. He's got 21. The Hawk lead is now 13 points at 57-44. Entry pass to get it inside to Stroh, and he's going to be fouled in the play. And Stroh will go to the free throw line now for Gibbon. A personal foul is whistled here on Mike Hannon. That's going to be his third. So Gareth Stroh will go to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far tonight on a field goal. Stroh is a 67% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. The Gibbon Buffalo is one of the hotter teams since Christmas. This is a team that started 0-5 this year. They were 1-6 during the Christmas break, and they have battled back to a mark of 12-11 as the postseason gets underway. But now they trail by 12 points, and we've got a timeout here from St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 57, Gibbon 45.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480, 80R, 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're on the semifinals right back here tomorrow, the C-19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament from Lynn Farrell Arena. It'll be Minden, the second-ranked team in the state in Class C-1, playing the winner of this ball game at 6 o'clock. That'll be followed up at 8 by the game between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. Both games tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Then on Thursday, we'll have the Sub-District Finals beginning at 7. Also right here on the Breeze. We got 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. 57-45 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead over the Buffaloes. The Hawks getting some breathing room in the second period when they went on a 24-12 run during that quarter. Stroh to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in, so he buries a couple of free throws. The St. Cecilia lead is now 11 points at 57-46. Gibbon applying some pressure here in backcourt. Bill Hamburger jump pass to Cesar Tino into the offensive zone. Mike Hannon has got it down the wing on the right side. Hannon takes it over here to Skok. Entry pass to get it inside to Esch. Shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot is good. Bill Hamburger with two cracks at the bucket there. He's now got 22 in the ball game. Cesar Tino with 21, and the Hawks lead by 13 points at 59-46. They've led by as many as 14 here in the fourth quarter. There's a shot forced up from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good by Schuster, and the rebound comes down to Skolk of St. Cecilia. Gets it away down to Hamburger. We're down to a minute and 38 seconds to play. The Gibbon Buffaloes trailing the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia by 13 points. Hamburger has got the ball here on the near side. Hamburger working with it. Now dribble penetration. There's a jump pass to the far sideline. They get it to Hannon. He drives for the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. A foul here will go on the Buffaloes. It's going to be on Jared Dorzinski. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Buffaloes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Hannon. He's got 2 field goals and 4 points. 61% foul shooter on the season coming in here. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their free throw tosses. Here comes Ryan Newyear back into the ball game, replacing Jared Dorzinski. The St. Cecilia lead is now 14 at 60-46. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Mike Hannon has now got 6 points in the ball game here. Now St. Cecilia got their biggest lead of the ball game, 61-46. With a minute and 14 seconds to play, there's Reinertsen for 3. His shot is going to be up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up by Esch. So Reinertsen tonight, their leading scorer. He's at a fairly decent ball game at 18 points, but that's still about 6-7 points below his season average. St. Cecilia with the ball. They've got a 15-point lead. It's 61-46. Here's Jamison Esch. He's going to be fouled in a play here by Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon. That's going to be his second. And now going to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks is going to be Jamison Esch. Here comes Ryan in now for St. Cecilia. He's going to check in. Ostrander's going to check in. So St. Cecilia will live to see another day. They will play in the semifinals tomorrow night, the C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. They will face the second-ranked Minden Whippets tomorrow night at 6. Here's Jamison Esch at the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Gibbon Buffaloes. So Gibbon brings her back the other way with 47 seconds to play. Reinertsen at the free throw line, tries to dish it away. It's going to be tipped here by Hartford. Tipped into the backcourt. Scramble is on. And it's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Now we got a foul call down here on the floor. Traveling violation. A traveling violation is going to be called here. They're going to give the ball back to Gibbon. Here comes Joel Groffel into the ball game now. And St. Cecilia hit with a traveling violation. 16 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. And now head coach Paul Reinertsen is going to send in his second teamers as well. So the magical season for the Gibbon Buffaloes that started off 0-5. They were 1-6 during the Christmas break. They battled back to a 12-11 mark during the regular season. Maybe one of the hotter teams around during the late stages of the season. It's going to come to an end here tonight in the play-in ball game of the C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament as the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks have got the lead by 15 points. It is 61-46, and here's a turnover on Gibbon as they try to work with the ball with their second teamers out there. That's going to be the 14th turnover on Gibbon here in the ball game. Now St. Cecilia will come back with 20 seconds to play. That's Ostrander bringing the ball into the offensive zone. Goes over here to Sheehy. Sheehy sends it back to Ostrander. Simon just holds on to the ball out here. Throws it to the near sideline to Kevin Ryan. 8 seconds. Down to Ostrander again. Bounce pass comes over here to Kevin Ryan. Just dribbling with the ball. Ryan is going to have the ball jerked away. Now a jump ball is going to be called at the buzzer, and that's the end of the ball game. Gibbon gets in there and gets the jump ball, but the time expires, and that's the end of the ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Gibbon Buffaloes by 15 points. The final score was St. Cecilia 61, Gibbon 46. So St. Cecilia moves into the semifinals tomorrow night at 6 against Minden. Their record will be 15 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Gibbon Buffaloes will close out their season with an even mark at 12 wins and 12 losses. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Gibbon by a score of 61-46. Back with the Vons Printers postgame show right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. In the books, Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Gibbon tonight in the play-in ball game by a score of 61-46. So the matchups tomorrow will have Hastings St. Cecilia playing Minden in the first ball game at 6. That game will be followed up by Adams Central against Kearney Catholic in a rematch of their regular season finale a week ago. That game will be at 8 o'clock. Then the two winners will play on Thursday night at 7, right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We are tied up at 9 points apiece after the first quarter. St. Cecilia then outscoring Gibbon in the second period, 24-12 to grab a 33-21 lead. And the Hawks pretty much kept that distance, 10-12 points the entire second half of play. Gibbon unable to really mount a serious rally in the second half to get anything going, and the Hawks win by 15 points going away, winning by a score of 61-46. So Gibbon 12-12 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 15 wins and 8 losses. We'll take a break for Vons Printers. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue on the Vons Printers postgame show on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vons Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vons Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vons Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vons Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ian St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score is 61-46. Check the scoring for you here tonight. Phil Hamburger leads the way for St. Cecilia. He scores 22 points in the ball game. Hamburger scored 16 of those in the first half of play. He knocks down 2 3-pointers in the ball game. Had 5 free throws. Ends up with 22 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino, he had 15 points at halftime as he knocked down, but 5 3-pointers in the first half himself. I checked that he had 4 3-pointers in the first half, a couple of 2-point field goals. And he scored a couple of 3-pointers in the second half as well. So Cesar Tino shooting the eyes out of the basket. He finishes with 21. Hamburger with 22. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Jamison Ash had 10. Mike Cannon had 6 points tonight. Tim Skok had 2. St. Cecilia 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, unofficially 16 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, they were led by Riley Reinerson tonight as he scores 18 points in the ball game. Ryan Milks had 12. Milks had 11 of his points in the second half of play. Riley Reinerson scoring 10 in the first half and 8 more in the second half. The other scorers for Gibbon, they had Nick Fulmer score 6 points in the ball game tonight. Gareth Stroh had 4 points. Luke Schuster had 4. Ryan Newyear had 2 points. Gibbon was 13 out of 18 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, 15 turnovers in the basketball game. So St. Cecilia using a second quarter run of 24-12 to give them some distance here in the ball game. Got out to a 33-21 lead by halftime. And the Blue Hawks win going away tonight, leading by their biggest margin at the end, 15 points, as they win it by the score of 61-46. The Hawks will take on the number two ranked team in Class C1 tomorrow in the first ball game at 6 o'clock. That'll be followed up by the Adams Central Patriots and the Kearney Catholic Stars in the second ball game at 8. So again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Gibbon by a score of 61-46. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show on The Breeze.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, 61-46, the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off the Gibbon Buffaloes in boys high school basketball from the C19 sub-district tournament. So tomorrow we'll be on the air at 5:45 for the pregame show here on The Breeze, preceding the first ball game in the semifinals between Hastings St. Cecilia and the second-ranked Minden Whippets. The second ball game tomorrow will pit the Stars of Kearney Catholic up against the Patriots of Adams Central. Those two teams played just last week. Adams Central won by a score of 58-51. We'll have those two ball games for you tomorrow here in The Breeze. And then the championship game will be on Thursday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock starting time right back here at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Wednesday night on our network of stations at Platte River Radio, we'll be on the road with the Hastings College women's basketball team. As we get things started from the GPAC postseason tournament on the women's side of things, Hastings will play in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Game time will be at 6 o'clock on Wednesday on the air on 1230 KHIS at 5:45 on the Wednesday night, as we'll have the coverage for you. Then on the Friday night, we'll have a district final game for you from Minden High School. It will be the Giltner Hornets playing Litchfield coming up at Friday night. That'll be a starting time of 7 o'clock in Minden with a pregame show at 6:45. That game as well on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia with a win tonight over the Gibbon Buffaloes by the score of 61-46. And we'll grab Kevin Asher here before we get out of here, before they shut the lights off on us tonight, Coach. And congratulations on the win. You guys take care of business and a pretty solid ball game for you.
Yeah, it was. You know, we had some silly mistakes, but I think that part of that was just being a little bit different atmosphere. And you can simulate all you want in practice, but that 1-3-1 sometimes throws your kids into a little bit of a funk early on until you adjust to where they're standing and where the dribble lanes are and the passing lanes are. And so, you know, as long as we were staying even after one quarter, we relaxed a little bit. And, you know, I think Caesar hitting a couple shots loosened everybody up.
Tell you what, he loosened everybody up. Caesar Tino had a great night tonight as he comes through with 21 points in the ball game. He has that favorite spot deep in that corner there. He hasn't missed too many from there.
No, I'd say he's probably shooting maybe 55, 60%. I guess I haven't charted that aspect. But, yeah, I mean, his three-point percentage overall is solid. But, yeah, from that spot, you know, he really does a nice job and, you know, giving everybody a scouting report out there. But that's his spot. It was last year when we had Stirrup dumping it out to him. So, you know, that's where you got to go to is your strengths this time of the year.
Talking about the defense on Reinerson tonight.
Well, we had kind of two plans, and, you know, both of them were somewhat effective. I mean, he's just so good with everything that he can do, and, we started Tim Skok on him, and we wanted a little bit of size to match his size. And that way we'd always have Phil Hamburger in a position to help off of the ball screens and things like that. So we did that, and then Tim got a little bit of foul trouble. We just didn't want to use him up, so we went to Phil on him. And then Alex Shee, the sophomore, at times. And I guess the whole plan was is just to make it difficult. You're not going to stop a guy like that. You just got to make every touch difficult. You got to push him out to 24 feet. You got to try to make him, you know, go away from his tendencies a little bit. And I thought for the most part we did a great job. You know, I thought if we could hold him to 20 or less, then we just had to make sure nobody else really went off.
Talking about the offense tonight, Phil Hamburger, Cesar Tino, again, the big guns for us tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, Phil really got us going early with just a couple steals to keep us at bay, you know, and that's a senior going out and not playing, you know, scared in the moment. He even missed a couple that he probably could have had, you know, 25, 26 points. But, you know, when Phil gets going, then the rest of us feel pretty good about ourselves. And, you know, we're going to have everybody contribute, you know, tomorrow night and, you know, in the future, just due to the fact that, you know, teams are going to glue him a little bit more probably tomorrow night.
Got a 12-point lead at halftime. Gibbon made some steals, got some easy buckets there at the beginning of the third, cut the lead down to 6 points at 33-27, but you guys respond and then really never let Gibbon back into the ballgame, really just maintained that 9, 10, 11, 12-point lead the rest of the way.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job, and our shot chart kind of showed that. We didn't just keep settling for the threes. You know, we were really getting – Jamison Esch did a nice job of getting the ball into the paint and hitting a couple floaters, and we got a couple offensive rebounds in that span where, you know, you can kind of say, well, you know, the three-pointers got you to a certain – aspect and separation in the ball game, but then you really want to, you know, try to get inside and get to the line. Or, you know, I knew they were in the bonus, so I said we got to try to get to even on the bonus side of it, and the kids did a good job of not taking bad shots there most of the fourth quarter.
So congratulations on the win. Now you get to the second ranked team in the state in Minden tomorrow night.
Yeah, nice district we got. But, you know, Minden's a great basketball team. I've watched them three or four times and got some film on them, and they just really do all the things. They play hard, and they've got all-staters, their kids, their role players, play so well together as a unit, and their pressure defense is full court all the time, and they're not going to let up. And, you know, so it'll be a little bit different type of ball game in that aspect. I would expect, you know, to see a lot more man-to-man tomorrow night and be fun for our kids. I think our kids are ready for this experience, and, you know, it'll be a packed house due to, you know, Adams Central and Kearney Catholic playing too.
What's it going to take to beat Minden?
Well, we've got to do a great job of, you know, just limiting everything in the paint. And all year long they've been out in conversion, and the Bloom kid, an all-stater, and Kissinger, possible all-stater. You know, those guys are just excellent ball players. But I think, you know, some of the keys are is, like, their role players do a great job. The Schwinky kid's just a horse inside, and we've got to be able to match them, you know, in the paint with rebounding and keeping the ball out of the paint off the drive. So that's probably our main goal, is just keeping the ball out of the paint.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks.
Yep, Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks winning tonight over the Gibbon Buffaloes by the score of 61-46. St. Cecilia plays Minden tomorrow night at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic against Adams Central in his second ball game at 8. On the air tomorrow night with a pregame show at 5:45 here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So that'll wrap things up on the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight on the Breeze. Thanks to our sponsors tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:45 with more play-by-play coverage of the C-19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament here at Hastings College. I'm Mike Will with the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.